Revelation chapter number 6, look at verse number 1. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, come and see. And I saw, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him had a bow. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. When he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, come and see. And there went out another horse that was red. And power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. When he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And behold, and lo, a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see thou hurt not the oil and the wine. When he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast saying, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse, and his name that sat on him was Death. Notice Death is capitalized, and hell followed with him. Power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. When he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them. And it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season until their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, you'd help us now the next few minutes. Lord, give us that we need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Here in the book of the Revelation, we have come to the sixth chapter. Here is where we actually start the tribulation period. Up until now, you've had everything going on. Chapters 4 and chapter 5, you see a scene in heaven. You'll see us there in heaven already. And chapters 4 and 5 is what's going on around the throne, the 4 and 20 elders, the sea of glass. All of that stuff we talked about last Sunday night, all of that scene, 4 and 5, is up in heaven. Now, chapter number 6, the scene starts off on the earth and talks about what is going on the earth during the 7 years tribulation period. Let me remind you of something. The seven seals, we just read five of those seals in chapter 6. The seven trumpets, the seven persons, the seven vials. All of these things are going on at the same time. The seven trumpets do not start after the seven seals. The seven personages don't start after the seven trumpets. The seven vials do not start after the personages. They're going on at the same time. They're overlapping. In other words, we're fixing to take you through the whole tribulation period tonight. And then next Sunday night, you start in chapter number 8, we start again and go through the thing again and give you more detail. So when you say that, it clears up the book of the Revelation. A whole lot. Now, what you're going to see in the book of the Revelation, you're going to see four horsemen. The first one is on a white horse. He has a bow in his hand and a crown on his head. And then you have a red horse, and he's got a sword in his hand. And then the black horse has a pair of balances, scales, in his hand. And then you have the pale horse, which is named, the only one that's named, Death and Hell. These four horsemen are going to take you through the tribulation period. You'll start out with the white horse, and then it goes through. Here is the seven-year tribulation period. Notice the church goes up here. We do not go through the tribulation period. Don't let anybody tell you we do. We go up here. We go to the judgment seat of Christ, marriage supper of the Lamb, and then we come back down here. We skip all of this. If you're not saved in the room tonight, if you're not trusting Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, you will be left behind. You will not go up here. You will be left behind to go through these four horsemen of the apocalypse, the four horsemen of the book of the Revelation. Now, what you'll find is when the first seal is opened, you'll see that this fella here, this gentleman, is a white horse rider. Now notice, at first glance, he's got a crown on his head. Many have said this is the Lord Jesus Christ, but we know this is not true. The reason is because the devil is the master deceiver, and he wants to duplicate everything God does. Jesus Christ is coming back on a white horse right here. And he'll have a sword in his hand, and a name was given unto him, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But this fella here is different. This fella here is trying to copy this guy right here. He always has. You understand, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is the Trinity. Well, the devil duplicates that. He has what we call the unholy Trinity, the beast, the false prophet, and the dragon. And that represents the unholy Trinity that will engulf a religious leader, a governmental leader, and Satan in the middle. The beast, the false prophet, the beast will be the beast will be a governmental leader. There is a vehicle that one of our leaders ride in. They call it the beast. I'll let you Google that. Then there's the false prophet. He'll be a religious leader. And then you have the dragon, which gives power to the beast and the false prophet. And they, all three, engulf the Antichrist. You'll notice this white horse rider. He is the Antichrist. And the first beast said, come and see. And you'll notice verse number 2, and I saw a white horse. And he that sat upon had a bow. And a crown was given unto him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. As soon as the tribulation period of the rapture takes place of the church, and all of us saved people are gone, there will come a religious leader on the scene. Listen to me real good. There will come a religious leader on the scene and say, I'm sorry for your loss. It's devastating to not know where your family is. You may think it was the rapture. That's not true because I'm still here. And I'm a man of faith. I've always been a man of faith. I represent the vicar of Christ on this earth. And you know the Bible's not true. The rapture hasn't taken place yet. I'm still here. But I tell you what I will do. If you'll bind together, we'll bring peace. This world needs peace. It does not need doctrine at this point and stage in our lives. We do not need somebody ramming the Bible down our throats in this particular time. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hurting. You can't find your family. You can't find your little babies. You can't find anybody. And if you'll follow me, I'll bring peace to the Middle East. Notice the white horse rider has a bow, but no arrow. That means he comes. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 at about verse number 3 says, when they cry, peace and safety, then sudden destruction. This white horse rider has a bow, but no arrow. Did you ever notice this, ladies and gentlemen? Hope this don't offend you, but hey, at this point stage of the game, somebody needs to tell the truth. You know how you pull a bow back? You ever seen anybody do this? My head hurts. My stomach hurts. Can't find my cigarettes. Winston Churchill. Peace. Have you ever noticed the peace sign is a broken cross? I hate to offend you, but hey, I know you thought it was a good thing. Peace. Peace, baby. The sign of victory. It's a hunter. A hunter. There's a fellow in the Bible named Nimrod. Nimrod was a bow hunter. He was a picture and a type of the Antichrist. He has a bowl in his hand, and a crown was given unto him. And when he gives this marvelous speech, they will give this white horse rider a crown. And this crown will be given on his head, and he will rule the whole European common market. He will rule as a world leader. After the white horse rider comes, then there's coming somebody on a red horse. Notice the red horse starts in about verse number 3. And when he had opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, "Come and see." And there went out another horse, and it was red, and power was given unto him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, that they should kill one another. There was given unto him a great sword. Watch this. If you'll read, we don't have time to look at this tonight, Daniel chapter 9, about verse 24, 25, 26, and 27. This is what it says. 70 weeks are determined upon thy people, upon thy holy city, the nation of Israel. 70 weeks, which is 7 years. 70 years is the 70th week of Daniel. That's one more week that's left. And he says, and the Antichrist, he will make a covenant with the nation of Israel. There's a piece of ground over there that everybody's fighting over. There's a piece of ground over there where the Jerusalem temple used to be. And there is a mosque sitting on that temple mount. That's where they said Muhammad arose from. This is the same place where Abraham offered Isaac in Genesis chapter number 22. So it's sacred to the Jew. It's sacred to the Muslims. And it is sacred to those of us that are Christian, because that's where we'll be coming back to rule and reign with him. That piece of ground is what everybody's fighting over. And that piece of ground is where the Antichrist, whomever he may be, I'm not here to say who it is, don't know, don't care. But he's coming on the scene, and he's going to sign a peace treaty with the nation of Israel. He'll sign his name and say, "Hey, Muslims on this side, Jews on this side, let's sign this together, and we will share this temple mount. We will build one world government, one world religion, one world money currency. It'll solve all of your problems. Identity theft will be out the window no more. You'll have a mark, a chip embedded in your right hand or your forehead. That'll take care of identity theft. That will take care of illegal immigration. That'll take care of your money problems. You won't have any cash, credit cards. Nobody's going to steal your money. You've got it all in your right hand. You scan your hand when you go to the grocery store, and they pull it out of your account. No money exchanges hands, and everybody is in a safer society. And this fellow says, sign on the dotted line. The Jews sign that line. The Muslims sign on that line. And they shake hands. Halfway through, this man, this Antichrist, breaks that peace treaty. And he breaks that peace treaty, and he walks into Jerusalem, and he says, "I don't care what kind of peace treaty we signed, I am your God. And you will bow down to me." Y'all remember the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? When you hear the music, you bow down. And if you don't, we'll throw you in the fiery furnace. That's a picture of the tribulation period. The Antichrist says, when you hear this, when you see that image, the image of the beast, you fall down and worship me, because I am God. Matthew 24 says, and in the last days, many false Christs shall arise. There will be rumors of wars and rumors of wars. Nation shall rise against nation, and people against people. Matthew 24. This red horse rider is going to break that peace treaty. Same person. He'll break that peace treaty, and he'll start killing those that do not bow down to him. That's why he's got a sword in his hand. And then, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get so bad after that. You know what he's going to do? Hope this don't offend you, but this guy right here is going to bring back communism and socialism. You know how I know? Because this next guy has got a balance in his hand, and it's a black horse. And you know what that balance is for? A measure of wheat for a penny? You'll have to work a one full day just to feed yourself. You'll work the next full day to feed just your family. or one of members of your family. The next day, you'll have to decide who's going to eat. A penny is a day's wage. But notice what it says. There, verse 5. When he'd opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, "Come and see, behold, and load a black horse. And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice out of the midst of the fourth beast say, 'A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. But see thou hurt not the oil and the wine.'" Don't hurt the rich. Don't hurt the rich. They're the ones that have the oil and the wine. But you common folks, we're going to have a socialistic society, and you're going to have to depend on the government for your next meal. You will have to depend. Hey, is anything sounding familiar to you? While we've got our heads stuck in the sand somewhere, and we're wondering about days of our lives and who shot JR, the government is controlling and going to control your life. You will have to depend on them. I'm saying you. I'm not pointing at you. If you're saved, we won't have this to worry about. But if you plan on sticking around and sticking it out for the 7 years, just guess what? You're going to have to depend on the government. Say, "Oh, I'll never get government assistance." Oh, yes, you will too. You sure will. Everybody will be on it. All countries will be on it. Oh, not just us. It'll be all. And the rich will fund it all. Hurt not the oil and the wine. Oh, yeah, y'all liking that, ain't you? That's that black horse. And boy, I'm telling you, hey, that way, they're going to weigh out. You're going to go to the Social Security office every month, and they're going to weigh out what your family gets for that particular month. When it's out, it's out. Guess what happens then? When people can't feed their families, listen to me, when people can't feed their families, what do? They kill. Death and hell is your pale horse rider. Animals will rise up and people will be part of the food chain. You say, "Preacher, you're crazy." Well, just hide and watch. I'm going to be watching it from my TV up in the mansion. But you just hide and watch. It's coming to a city near you. You better get ready for it. This ain't a joke. This is for real. This is coming, and you better get ready for it. These four horsemen, they're coming, and it's going to take you through the whole tribulation period. And it starts out with this guy, and he's the Antichrist. He's the deceiver, and he'll deceive the whole world. Matter of fact, let me give you this. That is a picture of what they think the Tower of Babel looked like in Genesis chapter number 11. The Tower of Babel was, everybody was of one nation, one tongue, one religion. And they said, "Let's build a tower up to God." And they started building the tower. You see that it's unfinished. Why? Because God came down and confounded their languages. And they had to stop the progress. But now, something has happened. Because now, it doesn't matter. They think they've outsmarted God. Because now, at the European Union, Brussels, Belgium, they sit around the round table, they put headsets on so they can understand the person next to them. Even though they are speaking other languages, now they're understanding all is one. Oh, you ain't ready? Oh, you know you ain't ready. The European Parliamentary Building in France. You know what it's made to look like? The Tower of Babel. See, it looks like it's unfinished at the top. Now, you thought the Super Bowl was important? Really? You really? Well, I know y'all didn't because you're not there unless you DVR'd it. Hallelujah. And I'm for that. I mean, some of you probably got that little earpiece like Mark's got up here, and you're listening to it, and all of a sudden, in a minute, somebody's going to say, "Touchdown!" All the flags of every nation meet in this building right here. And it's made to look like the Tower of Babel. You're not ready for this one. You see that building right there? That building right there is the European Parliament in Brussels, Belgium. That thing has 785 seats in that. That's where everybody of all nations come together and meet. 785 seats in that whole building. Did you know this? Seat number 666 is empty. Nobody sits in that seat. Until that guy right there comes and sits down in that seat. Are you hearing me? It's coming. You better get ready for hearing the trumpet sound, because that guy right there is going to sit right wherever seat number 666 is. He has a number. It's found in Revelation 13:18. Here is the number of wisdom, the number of man. It's 666. It's found in Revelation 13. 13 is the number of rebellion. It's found in verse 18. That's 3 times 6. So that's a coincidence. Well, it's a pretty good one. Revelation 13, rebellion. 18, 666. And the number is 666, and that's where he'll sit. Oh, but we're not done. Because outside of the European Union, look, take your Bible and look at Revelation 17. Now, this is where you probably need to put your tough skin on. Y'all are tough, right? Okay. Revelation 17. And look at, let's see. Let me look. Look at about verse number 3. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold, precious stones, and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of the abomination of the filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon. Is that all capitalized in your Bible? It ought to be. Somebody sometime count the words. It's 13 of them. You know how many letters it is? 65 letters. You know what that is? 5 times 13. You say, that's a coincidence. No, it ain't either. That Bible is real. Mystery of Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood. Hey, that woman riding the scarlet beast. Did you know outside of the building we just looked at is a woman riding the beast? Y'all see that? Isn't that odd? You say, is there anything to it? You better believe there's something to it. Now, I know you thought, I don't know what you thought. Now, I'm fixing to read something. I'm going to read verse 3 again. Y'all ready? He carried me away in the spirit in the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet-colored beast, full of eyes and names and blasphemy, having 7 heads and 10 horns. Y'all ready? And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearl, having a golden cup in her hand, full of the abomination, the filthiness of her fornication. You thought you was tough-skinned. Hallelujah, Sonny. Thank you. I like Sonny. Me and him against the world. While we're just on this subject, let me just go on a little further since I'm digging. You see that? Vicarious filii. That means in Latin, the vicar of Christ. That means on this earth, I am Christ. That is the hat that the Pope wears, and it is engraved on his hat. The vicar of Christ. Now, Rome, Italy, Roman numerals. Roman numerals, Roman has a numeric value. Vicarious. 5, V is a 5, 1, C is 100. A and R, no value at all. I is a 1. A V is a 5. An S, no value. All of that equals 112. The middle word, F is no value. There's a 1. 50 is an L. And a 1 and a 1, that's 53. You with me? The DI, that's deity. The D is a 500. E is no value. I is 1, that's 501. You got 112. You got 53. And 501 equals... Now, nobody else is going to tell you that. Well, hallelujah. Y'all wish you'd stayed home and watched the Super Bowl now. That's a white horse rider right there. The false prophet. The world leader. You know the one that came over to America and everybody bowed down and kissed the ground that he walked on? Hey, let me just help you just a minute while we're just helping folks. This man, and hey, we love all folks. We hope everybody gets saved before it's everlasting too late. Everybody of all religions. There's only one way to heaven. I don't care what the name is over the door. Doesn't make any difference about that. You better have his name on your heart. So don't go out and say, well, Brother Jeremy thinks the Baptist is the only ones going. I don't even think half of them are going. But he came over here and was received and was given 20 minutes to speak before both houses of Congress, a religious preacher. You with me? After he left both houses of Congress, he went and spoke at the White House. He came on out of the balcony and he spoke to all the people and he blessed everybody. And everybody received him gladly. Let me ask y'all a question. Did y'all hear anybody say on the news, separation of church and state? Did you hear anybody fuss and complain, this man is trying to force religion down our throats? This is hate speech. We will not have this. This is a free country, freedom of religion, and now we got this man over here forcing this stuff down our throat. Did you hear that? No, you didn't. But I guarantee you, you'd have heard about it if they'd have given me 20 minutes. Because I'd have preached on hell for 20 minutes like the devil was in the backyard, hell was in the front yard, and the demons of hell was climbing through the front windows. Hallelujah. Now, all right, you saying, how's this thing going to wind up? Well, I'm going to tell you how it's going to wind up. You say, are y'all still in Revelation 17? Okay, let me read you something. Look at verse 8. the beast that I saw, that thou sawest was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on and I almost got sidetracked on that son of perdition. But anyway, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they beheld the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here's the mind which hath wisdom, the seven heads of the seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. You say, preacher, you're not telling the truth. Oh, am I? What is the city that sits on the seven hills? You won't hear that on Joel Osteen. Now, he's a good motivational speaker, and if you're really down on yourself and you really want to feel warm and fuzzy, turn him on. Now, anyway, I got to quit. This is being, are we still on the internet? You know they're watching. You know they are. Well, they're really going to be watching on this one. You say, how's this thing going to work? I thought the Muslims were, the Islam was the fastest growing religion in the world. It is. It's the fastest growing religion in the world. But you're saying Rome is fixing to come back into power. Oh, it is. And the Roman Empire will be resurrected. Now watch. This is our dearest Mother Mary. And she's setting in the moon. Y'all see that? Has the sun around her head. And she's setting in the moon. Y'all see that? You'll see that in a lot of the pictures that portray, Mary and different things. Now watch this. This is Islam. The moon god. The half crescent. Now, think about this. Let's just say, for instance, the Pope shows up after the rapture and says, hey, we got the Muslims on this side. Got the Catholics and everybody else on this side. Hey, we can join both parties together. We use the same symbolism. It'd be easy to incorporate our religions and make it all one. Y'all look at me like I'm speaking Greek. But see, some of you look at me like, that's impossible, that can't happen. Oh, but you believe everything else on television. But this right here is coming to a city near you. You might as well get ready. And of course, we don't have time to finish the chapter number 6. But what you'll see in chapter number 6, and if you go to chapter number 6, you'll see that at the last, when all of the seals are opened, all the seals are opened, you'll start about verse 12. Now watch this. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became his blood. You've heard a lot of talk about the blood moons. And the stars of heaven fell to the earth as fig tree casteth her untimely figs when she is shaken the great wind. And the heaven, y'all ready? The heavens departed as a scroll together when it was rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne. Y'all see this? This is the second coming of Jesus Christ. And from the wrath of the Lamb, For the great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? That takes you through the whole. We just read the whole tribulation period. Now you understand, Revelation, when we start, seven is a parenthetical, and then chapter number 8, we go back and we run through her again. You understand? But these things are going on at the same time. And John has to split it up that way so he can give you more detail about all that stuff. Now, I'm just telling you, you watch out for this stuff because it's coming. And you now look, that may offend you. That may offend you. But look, somebody needs to tell the truth. And you need to know who to watch out for. And we love them. Don't we, Miss Crawford? We love them. Miss Crawford was saved out of the Roman Catholic Church. And she can tell you, this fella right here believes he is the Christ on earth. What he says goes. And if you want to get to God, you got to go through his mother, Mary. And if you're not a Roman Catholic and you haven't been sprinkled as a baby in the Roman Catholic Church, you're not going. And if you hadn't went through the catechisms and all of that, friend, listen to me and listen to me real good. I don't care if it offends you or not. That is false doctrine. It's not found in the Bible anywhere. There's one way to heaven, and it's Jesus Christ. It's not through a man, and it ain't a plan, but it is in Jesus Christ. And there's only one way to heaven. There's not multitudes of ways to heaven. There ain't but one way to heaven. And it's not the Baptist church, not the Methodist church, it's not any church. It's not any denomination. But it is through that Bible and through the Word of God. And the city that sits on the seven hills, I'm just telling you, you better get ready for it, because that right there is a place where it's all going to happen. And you better get ready. Because when them four horsemen get loose, you better hope you ain't nowhere around. I'm listening for a trumpet. And it could sound just any time. And the church is leaving out. You say, preacher, who's that? When I say the church, I'm talking about the saved. Every saved, born-again believer is leaving out before them horses start riding. And you better be in the sky, because when it happens, now you just think, when the rapture takes place, they're going to come up with every excuse in the world. They're already getting you ready for it. They will not, and are not, Fox News, CNN and the rest of them are not going to come on after the rapture and go, well, ladies and gentlemen, the Bible believers were telling the truth all along. And the rapture must have been true. No. It's not happening. But what's going to happen is they're already getting you ready for it by the shows that they're airing now. Fox News and CNN are going to come on the day after the rapture and go, we told you aliens were going to abduct people. And there would be an invasion from outer space. Oh no, this is not the rapture. This is something going on out in space that we must spend some more of your money and go out there and research and see if we can overtake before they take any more of our people. You think they're actually going to get on there and say, well, the Bible was true after all. Nope. They got all these stupid shows, The Walking Dead, The X-Files, you know, all this kind of stuff. Why? Getting you ready so you'll believe it when they tell you. But I'm not believing nothing they say. I'm believing this right here. I don't care what they say. They can all go jump in the river for all I care. I'm going to stay with this. Amen. So I hope you're ready to go. Mark, come to the piano and play something through one time. If somebody needs to come to the altar, I don't know what kind of invitation to give after something like that, but there might be somebody here that's not saved. I don't know. You might not be saved. Hearing something like this, I don't know. Maybe you got some family members that's not saved. Maybe you got some family members that are in some of these false religions. That, hey, folks, it's not their fault. They've never been told the truth. Brother Jeremy's not down on them. It's not their fault. Somebody's got to get them the truth. Somebody's got to tell them what the Bible says. You didn't know everything until you heard it out of the Bible. And they're in the same situation. And they have to know the truth. I'll ask Mark to play through something. If you need to come, let's all stand together. If you want to come pray about something, come on.